Not many folk went on real holidays. Most folk went to relations in my days. We used to go into Clydebank.
I had relations there.
And
so what was that like when you went to Clydebank?
Oh, it was a completely different...
Aye.
Loved getting on the trains and the trams.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. The
trams. How did you get from here to Clydebank?
Public bus.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Aye, because my dad didn't have a car till... Oh, I was just about getting married before my dad got a car.
And was the bus service quite good?
Well, we had to go from here to here.
Mm-hmm.
And there was more buses then, of course, that's what there is now.
Oh, that's what I'm finding out. Folk are telling me, oh, you got the bus here, you got the bus there.
And then we got the bus to here, mm-hmm. from here to Glasgow. And then either the bus or a tram to Glasgow to Clydebank.
So can you mind your first impressions of being in Glasgow?
The size of it.
Aye.
I had never realised it was all that big. And all the transport and the shops.
Again,
I mean, there was a lot of shops here then, but nothing like...
Because
when I was young, there was an office shops in Dalry.
Was there?
What kind
of shops, like Drapers and...
Well, there was, at the bottom of the street, before you went around the Rockenbar corner, there was a shoemaker.
Right.
Made clogs and things. Three doors up for that was a fish and chip shop and a cafe.
All right.
And then there was the bottom grocer. And across the road, near, next to Toon Hall, where the police station is now, that was a home bakery.
All right.
And Mr. Jack Rankin and Mrs. Rankin.
Aye.
And then back up the main street, and for the power door, six doors up for the bottom grocer, was a green grocer. And across the road for that was a post office and a wee tea room.
All
right. And the bit that was Wright's Garden Centre at that time was an ironmonger shop, but where the gap is between the hairdressers now and the shop in the house, that was the shop, but it went on fire. And it was a terrible fire.
Then, so would you go in to CD or Castle Douglas or the Toon or whatever you would call it?
Very rarely, because we would get most of the stuff, because there was another grocer's. There was a gents outfitter and a tailor and a ladies shop.
We think we're really clever now, but all these things were on site.
And